We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are the top local stories for this Monday, September 9th. I'm in the newsroom. Glenn Shuck and John Montone out in the field for us this morning. 12-year-old boy's in the hospital after getting shot in a drive-by shooting in Yonkers. Police don't think he was the target, but he did take a bullet right in the neck. 1010 Winds newsman Glenn Shuck joins us live from Yonkers this morning with more. What do we know about this, Glenn?
Well, we know, as you mentioned, he wasn't the target. He was hanging out with a group of his friends. He's identified, Lee, as a 12-year-old Denham Jones. It was 1:45 in the morning, though. There's some question as to why these boys were out here at that hour. Again, almost 2 in the morning on Sunday in front of the Yonkers Apartments, where I am here on Highland Avenue, hanging out when all of a sudden this car pulls up. Two guys get out. They each have a gun. They each fire a single time. And one of those bullets clips the boy in the neck, and he goes down as these guys jump in their car and speed off again. Quick help for this boy. He was raced over to a hospital. We're being told this morning now he's in serious but stable condition and will recover, as they are, the Yonkers cops, trying to find, again, these two shooters. Police everywhere around the scene this morning as they hope that some witnesses will come forward.
This does sound kind of gang-related. Has anybody brought that up as a possibility?
Indeed. The Yonkers police are saying, because of that and the likelihood of that's the case, that they're concerned, again, that these witnesses won't come forward because of that intimidation factor. So what they've set up is a text line that people can do that anonymously, because otherwise they don't think anybody's going to walk in and volunteer information. The keyword is YPD, if people want to text that anonymous information so they can catch these guys. Again, very close to killing this boy, lost a lot of blood. He has been stabilized, but still in pretty serious condition today.
Okay, 1010 Winds newsman Glenn Shockey is live for us in Yonkers this morning. Well, the criminals definitely did not take the weekend off. The hunt is on this morning for an entire gang of robbers who beat and stabbed a man who was just trying to ride to work on a D train in Chinatown. 1010 Winds newsman John Montone live in Chinatown with more about that for us this morning. John?
And Lee, they were looking for money. They settled for blood. Three guys, two gals in this bloodthirsty gang were on that northbound D train early Saturday morning, and so was 38-year-old Roberto Hernandez. Hernandez, speaking to Eyewitness News, says one of the men approached him, asked for money. Hernandez says, "I don't have any money." The guy turned around and said to one of the women, "Give me a knife." He got the knife and began stabbing Hernandez over and over again in his chest, on his head, slashed his arm. The train stopped at Grand Street. The bloodthirsty gang got off, leaving Hernandez bleeding on the northbound D.
Do we have any surveillance photos of these people?
Yeah, we do. And that happens, fortunately, all the time now. As they were leaving the station, Grand Street, they got caught on a surveillance video. And we're doing the NYPD a favor. We've posted those photos at 1010winds.com. So if you get a chance, take a look at them. You might recognize one of them, and you can help catch these guys.
Okay, hopefully.
And gals.
Quick catch, yes, and gals on this one. John Montone live from Chinatown this morning. Well, cops are still trying to piece together what caused the crash of an NYPD SUV and a minivan at Borough Park on Saturday night. The SUV was traveling down 13th Avenue, responding to a call when it was hit at the intersection of 52nd Street. Two cops, the minivan driver, and a couple of 18-year-old girls who were on the sidewalk suffered minor injuries. The SUV had its lights going, but it's not clear if the siren was on. We thought the action heroes, cartoon characters, and Muppets in Times Square had cleaned up their acts, and maybe the action heroes and cartoon characters have, but the Muppets, they picked up Elmo over the weekend at Broadway and 46th on Charges of groping the buttocks of a 14-year-old tourist who came up with Elmo with her family to request a picture. Elmo, a.k.a. Inocente Andrade Pacheco, age 54 of Passaic, was cuffed and taken away on a charge of forcible touching. Skateboarders like to do their thing, which is skateboard, in Tompkins Square Park, but the Parks Department was planning on astroturfing over their favorite spot in the park, over in the northwest corner, and there was going to be a protest rally over the weekend, but the department stood down and changed its plans. Skater Stephanie Tonwar telling CBS2 that she, for one, is delighted by this development.
No more rally, just celebration. Super hype, super proud. This is exactly how it's supposed to be in New York, freedom.
More than 30,000 people signed a petition to save the ad hoc skateboard park, which has been used by skateboarders for more than 20 years. If you're not bright enough to know you shouldn't hang your dog out the side of a sightseeing helicopter, do not worry. Senator Chuck Schumer has your back. He wants to make that illegal. He is incensed by the latest promotion from Fly Nyon.
Bring your dog and hold your dog out the window. That's disgraceful.
PETA is complaining about it, too. Schumer wants the FAA to close the so-called aerial photography loophole, which lets tourists fly with the doors off. Five people died in an open-door flight last year. Fly Nyon says it is fully compliant with all regulations. For the latest traffic news and weather, tune in to 1010 Winds. Visit 1010winds.com or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go. I'm Lee Harris. Have a good Monday. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.